All my life I've awaited your coming and dreaded it. Like death itself.
What? I terrified you from the first, Doctor. I still do. You're afraid of me and you hate me. Why?
Because you're a man. And you're right. I have always known about man. From the evidence, I believe his wisdom must walk hand in hand with his idiocy. His emotions must rule his brain. He must be a warlike creature who gives battle to everything around him. Even himself.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by my co-hosts Napier and Mr. Travis Hulse via Skype. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or on Skype, WFO Dicks. How is everyone?
My ding-dong's awesome.
Your ding-dong?
Yeah.
We were talking about people that died.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to...
It's been a dark week in Florissant.
It has, yeah. And you know, with Robin Williams and all that, you reflect on other people who have also died. And how do we get... I'm going to pitch our newest movie idea tonight, Dolphin Earth. And we got to talking about dolphins. And of course, when you bring up dolphins, you got to bring up SeaQuest.
DSV.
Right, because that dolphin, it talked.
Yeah, and it like had this like little collar on it from the Up movie.
Like what? The dog's head.
Yeah, like the dog had. They totally ripped that off of SeaQuest.
So it was like a translator.
Yes.
Okay, so it didn't actually talk.
No.
Did we figure out what that dolphin's name was yet? Because it's driving me insane. Oh. I guess I have Google.
But then you said that guy from SeaQuest died. And we were talking about how it was a shame that young people sometimes die. And then what did you tell me?
The little girl from Land Before Time died.
From the first Land Before Time?
From the first Land Before Time.
She was like 10?
Yeah, she was 10.
And then she did All Dogs Go to Heaven, and then her dad shot her with a shotgun?
Yeah, her dad killed their entire family.
Did she get to do All Dogs Go to Heaven Part 2?
No.
That can't be true, though.
It's on her Wikipedia page.
Well, I mean, there's probably lots of things on Wikipedia pages that are...
Yeah, but not about, you know,
dying in a
fire.
Why were you even in a situation where you were looking up on Wikipedia the girl who played Ducky in The Land Before Time?
Funny story, I was looking
up... Okay, yeah, this is going to be a funny story, I bet.
Oh, no,
it's not
true.
Funny.
It's very true.
Okay, jeez. What happened was I was looking up, you know, that cartoon Korgoth that adults...
I do not know of that cartoon, no.
Well, adults...
No one on Earth has heard of that cartoon.
I guarantee you they have.
Okay.
It was on Adult Swim for one episode. And,
Yeah. So, you know, there's a huge following
there
for it.
There is
I'm
a
sure
huge following for Korgoth. Eat my dick. And the art style reminded me of like an 80s, like heavy metal kind of thing. And I was looking up other 80s movies, like other cartoons that I used to like and that had a certain, you know, quality animation to it. And I came along Land Before Time. And
how did you... We didn't get to how that you got to Land Before Time.
Oh, I was looking up Korgoth, and then I looked up other things that had good animation from the 80s.
Did you get to Rockadoodle?
No, I didn't.
Fucking love Rockadoodle.
Yeah,
I got Rockadoodle on VHS. I own one VHS cassette tape, and it's fucking Rockadoodle. I don't even have a VCR. I have no way of playing Rockadoodle, but I still have it.
What about the cartoon where Rodney Dangerfield played a basset hound?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too. They're running out. They're running out of batteries.
Oh, and Brave Little Toaster. Brave Little Toaster was the shit.
And Bebe's Kids.
Oh, Bebe's Kids was awesome.
Let's just make a list of cartoons that we've enjoyed in our lives.
And in one of those cartoons that we enjoyed, the little girl died because her dad killed her.
By the time she entered fourth grade, she was pulling in an estimated $100,000 a year
Just as a voice actress?
As a little girl voice actress.
Wow.
That's a good amount.
I mean, that's not somebody that you shoot with a shotgun. That's you give her whatever she wants in her lunchbox.
And then you blow it all on her.
Yeah, exactly.
That dude don't have to work. That dude don't have to do shit. He gets in the minivan and he drives his daughter down to the recording studio and she does the voice of a goddamn dinosaur. And then you cash the checks and then you go buy her some Happy Meals and you fucking chill out. What does he have to be so mad about?
Apparently he was insane.
Oh.
Obviously.
Yeah, the dude that burnt down
his house.
So it wasn't
like she pissed him off.
No, this dude was just, you know, nutso. Like,
the internet says
so. Homeboy like Chris Benoit, his whole family,
pretty much.
Yes.
What'd you say the internet said?
The internet says that he threatened to kill his entire family a bunch of times and then finally did.
He threatened to do it a whole bunch of times and like they didn't believe him.
It was like, well, oh, Dad.
Yeah, they never followed up with it.
Huh? They just figured this is the guy that bullshits about killing us all the time. Ha ha. Oh, you say that all the time, you silly goose.
Oh, you're going to shotgun murder your entire family? You're such a card.
Who were some other people that died?
My most miserable one, and it carried through since I was a kid. Like, I had seen Poltergeist when I was really young, and she was able to make all three Poltergeist movies, two of them good, one of them not so good, but the
was
little
the
girl
from
Poltergeist.
The one
that
was
bad? Yeah, it wasn't great. It was kind of creepy.
Never
but...
seen a Poltergeist. I think I'm just going to have like a Travis recommendation film fest.
You've never seen a Poltergeist movie?
I don't believe so, no. I need to watch like a whole bunch of... I still need to watch John Dies at the End. I went to watch John Dies at the End the other day, and like I found Bubba Hotep first.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, I got to watch Bubba Hotep again. And so I watched Bubba Hotep, and then I didn't watch the one that I was supposed to watch.
I watched it the other day. I can't believe somebody actually listened to something that I said. He tweeted at me and said that he was watching John Dies at the End.
You're bringing it to a whole new generation of people. Benny actually just did a whole episode on The Room, which...
The infamous The Room?
Yeah. He made me watch about 40 minutes of it, and I had to shut it off for a while. I'm going to finish it.
Was there a scene... Like, I told you earlier that I had not watched that yet. But I have, like, snippets in my brain. Was there, like, a really long scene in a kitchen where they were just talking?
I must not have gotten that far.
Was there a scene where they were playing touch football?
They were playing catch on the roof with a football.
With a football, okay, yeah.
And,
so
neither of them looked like they had ever thrown a football before in their
yeah,
life.
That's what, yeah, so I think I did suffer through, like, at least a portion of that movie. And it wasn't in black and white, was it?
No. There was a couple of, like, ass shots in it. And the guy just had, like, a really, really bad ass. It just looked silly.
Like old man ass?
Yeah.
Did he have droopy butt cheeks?
But, I mean, I think my ass would probably be, like, 100 times better than this guy's ass.
Is it, like, current Lindsay Lohan ass?
Yeah. I mean, it might even be worse than that.
Ooh.
It was pretty awful. So, Dolphin Earth... is
nice fucking segue. Oh my god.
Oh, we were talking about how we got there. We were talking about Dolphin Earth.
This is like talking about some weird ass and you just say so Dolphin Earth.
Oh, look, Ducky's dead, Travis.
So is Carol Ann. We're all broken up about these things. All right, Dolphin Siege.
I don't have time for this bullshit. My world is shattered. You know how many times I've watched The Land Before Time?
How many?
I made my parents take me to Pizza Hut.
Oh, God.
You got the cup toppers.
Yeah.
To get those little hand puppets.
I still got one of those hand puppets somewhere.
Yeah. I do, too.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, so do you have Ducky?
How many Land Before Time movies did they make?
They made a lot.
They made like fucking 12 of them.
But yeah, the Ducky was only... They got some imitation bitch. They did a Affleck and they recast Ducky.
Oh,
as
somebody that sounded like them, kind of.
Somebody that kind of said... You know what? If I was Gilbert Gottfried, I'd sue the fuck out of them for firing me and hiring someone that sounds just like me. Can he sue? He could probably sue for that, right? Likeness rights?
Potentially.
Probably not. He probably signed a bunch of shit away when he decided to be the voice
of
that.
That guy is a fucking pretend Gilbert Godfrey. I mean,
that is very true.
He's pretty goddamn distinct to where, I mean, like, people hear that it's Gilbert Gottfried and say, oh, yeah, that's Gilbert Gottfried. It carries a certain amount of weight if Gilbert Gottfried is advertising your products. Look at fucking Pop-Tarts.
That's true.
The Pop-Tart talked like Gilbert Gottfried. And I think he did Dirt Devil.
Yeah.
And the Vacuum talked like Gilbert Gottfried.
Didn't John Candy do that Beggin' Strips commercial? I think he did.
I don't see how that has anything to do with anything.
Well, I mean, he's
we're
dead.
We're talking about John Candy. He's dead.
But they
remember
made it sound
George
like
Clooney
for him,
did
too.
That car commercial?
What the fuck are we doing, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Dolphin Earth.
Do you remember those first Superman movies from, like, you know, the 80s? I heard the guy who starred in those as Superman is dead.
Yeah, he died. Yeah. Well, he was in a wheelchair for a while, and then he died.
Well, not anymore.
Fell off a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
Yep.
Not any... fell. Oh, yeah. He fell off the horse, you know, in a lot of ways. But, yeah, he physically also fell off a horse.
Hey, do you guys remember Sonny and Cher?
Yeah, Sonny, he died.
Yeah, he hit a tree when he was on a set of skis. He was skiing downhill.
Do you think it made a boing sound?
You know, there's people that think that
comic effect.
There's people that think that that was a conspiracy and that he didn't really die skiing. Like, they took him out because he was thinking about running
for president. Why would anybody do that?
Took out Sonny Bono?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would anybody do anything, Travis? Well, I watched a group of people the other day throw a Molotov cocktail through the window of a Chinese food restaurant. They're burning a Chinese food restaurant down because a cop shot a black guy. What does that have to do with anything, Travis? Why does anyone do anything? I would say killing Sonny Bono would make way more sense than anything any of us have done in weeks.
Well, I don't think he'd be able to get around the whole, did you take drugs in the 60s?
I would say that you're right, Mike. If you, like, copped to the fact that you killed Sonny Bono. But to just kill Sonny Bono, to say to your buddy that you helped kill Sonny Bono with, that you killed Sonny Bono, I don't see what kind of charge you would get out of that, or what would you get out of that? I mean, at least the
person...
Oh,
you mean, like,
who...
if it was, like, a thrill kill?
Yeah,
and not
right.
For a specific reason?
Well, I mean, what was he, like, mayor?
No, they thought he was going to run for president, and I think that whoever, you know, killed him didn't want him to be president.
Was he a mayor or a governor?
I think he
was
he
a governor
senator.
Of
he was a senator.
He's a senator? How the fuck did Sonny Bono get to be a senator?
Probably in the same way that he learned how to ski.
Well, okay. Who else died, guys?
Dolphin Earth.
Dolphin Earth apparently
Dolphin
died.
So I had this. So look, Planet of the Apes did pretty good, right?
Yeah, it did pretty good. It was okay.
So, I mean, like, you know, the Godzilla did pretty good, so now we're going to have more monster movies. Planet of the Apes did pretty good. So, we need to just totally rip off Planet of the Apes, make Dolphin Earth.
Can it be set in the same world as Waterworld? That way we can have Kevin Costner in it?
No, this is the prequel.
I mean, we can have Kevin Costner in it anyway. But no, so these dolphins, right? This is my idea. The dolphins were experimented on in, like, the 80s or something. They were trying to, like, find some kind of way to, like, speed up evolution or something.
Mike, really, really quick, okay. I just want to sidebar. Are these the same scientists that experimented on the tigers to disaster?
No, Travis,
effects?
They're different scientists.
It's like okay. The same group in all of our movies, these same dickheads.
They keep experimenting on animals, and they never fucking learn.
We need to make like a corporation or something. Like, give it a cool name. That way we can sell T-shirts with their logo
on it.
Every
time they fuck
like
up.
Like the Umbrella Corporation. Something like that.
It's like Omnicorp.
Right.
But these same two scientists, every time they fuck up, they just shrug their shoulders with like, wah, wah.
And they just release them out into the wild to do whatever.
So no, these fucking dolphins, right?
Oh, let's call it lovable
pets. They're experimenting
pets.
On these fucking dolphins, and these fucking dolphins get super smart and grow legs, right?
Like, do they keep their tails?
Grow wings.
Wings?
You said they were going to fly.
Fuck you, Travis.
No, you said they
wings.
Were going to fly.
Dolphins don't grow wings. That's ridiculous. Okay, so these they grow legs and arms, right? And they get super smart.
Do they still have their tails?
Like, they get smart enough that they, like, escape. And they, like, jump into the ocean and get away, right? And so they're out in the ocean. They just start fucking like crazy.
Dolphins already do that.
Well, but these ones have arms and legs and are super smart. So they make a whole fucking army of their offspring with arms and legs that are super smart. And then they like come to take over. And they can talk. And I want them all to have like British accents because I think that British accents are cooler. And so I want Jason Statham or Guy Pearce to be the one man who can stop the dolphin army, because it, like I just want like constant one-liners through the whole goddamn thing.
I think Statham would be the prime suspect, because I think at the very end of the movie he was the only one that'd be able to like sell your doll finished. You know what I mean?
That's good. Your doll finished.
We gotta name these dolphins correctly too. Like I think was like. The main dolphin has to have a cool name like Caesar did in Planet of the Apes.
Like Caesar?
Like Da Vinci.
Okay, well, here's my...
Whisper Kisses.
Here's my idea for the bad dolphins, and I think I was trying to decide between the two, but I think it would be really cool if, like, there was two dolphin bad guys. And I want Tim Roth, right?
Are we going to have a good dolphin, too, that, like, tries to help the humans defeat the bad dolphins?
Oh... I didn't think of that.
Because you said bad dolphins, so I assume that you had a plan for some good dolphins.
No, I just figured, like, the dolphins are, like, tired of our bullshit, and...
They're just sick of people swimming on their backs and shit.
If we make good dolphins, can Samuel L. Jackson play a black one with an eye patch?
So I was thinking Tim Roth, because if you remember, like... A couple years ago, Tim Roth was an awesome bad guy in everything. If they made a movie, Tim Roth was the bad guy in it. And he was great. But what about Tim Roth and Alan Rickman as the two bad dolphins?
That's a good fucking team up of bad guys.
I mean, that's like the best two bad guys ever, pretty much.
Oh, and the old guy that played Magneto.
Ian McKellen.
He's got the British accent and everything.
He'd be like the wise old dolphin.
Yeah, that, you know, tells him where to blow shit up at.
So he's like the strategist.
Yeah.
And then the other two dolphins, they, like, go execute the plans.
Yeah, kind of like Craig and Bebop and Rocksteady.
Just imagine an evil dolphin with arms and legs going around being a smartass with Alan Rickman's voice.
Do they have their dongers inside their bodies?
Can dolphins smoke cigars? Would they have to smoke them out of their blowholes?
Out of their blowholes, yep.
No, they would like stick. See, but that wouldn't look cool, like having a cigar sticking out the top of your head.
Neither see a gaping hole trying to breathe and like flex in and out all the time. That wouldn't be cool either. You just see this hole winking at you
the entire
time.
Travis, I was so excited about Dolphin Earth that I was even looking up dolphin costumes and dolphin.
We're going to make, like, a super low-budget, like, pitch reel for this?
Yeah. Like, they have a dolphin face silicone thing that you can work into, like, a whole makeup setup to make, you know, dolphin people.
Oh, what you,
if,
like, blend it?
They're, like, $40 bucks a piece, but then
you
got
to
paint them and stuff.
To the face, right?
What if they were just, like, furry costumes? It was kind of obvious that they were fuck costumes made for people to have furry sex in. I think that would be amazing.
So they would look awful. They would look like a mascot dolphin, and we'd be like, oh, I'm a dolphin.
Yeah, but they're like murdering tons of people.
It would look like a guy in a dolphin suit killing people. No, I want it to look like dolphin people.
What if it looked like a dolphin fuck suit? Dude trying to kill people.
No, I hate your ideas.
Aw.
Your ideas are bad. You're ruining Dolphin Earth.
One could be named Whisper Kittens, and one could be called Puppy Mittens. Just give them weird, goofy-ass names.
Puppy Mittens?
Yeah, Puppy
Mittens.
That's
what you're going to name my evil dolphins?
Yes.
Puppy Mittens?
Puppy Mittens.
Those should be the good, and, the, like the ones that defected
no,
from the bad dolphins.
No, that should be the name of no one. That's the worst name I've ever heard in my life.
And they're...
If you named your dog Puppy Mittens, I would say fuck you.
I named the rat.
What rat?
The rat that you gave me.
What's his name?
His name is the Right Reverend Coconut.
Okay, we have to go to break.
Yeah, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Jesus fucking Christ, are you kidding me? What did you name him?
The Right Reverend Coconut.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Do you guys know anybody named Randy Bolt?
Randy, what city is he in?
I don't know.
This has been Great Moments in Mr. Producer Interview History.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
Hey, folks, it's your old pal Scrub from SB3Pod.com. Does your podcast need a new logo? Band need some cover art? Or does that short story you wrote back in junior high need illustrated? Well, look no further, because cartoonistforhire.org can do it all without breaking the bank. So for all your illustration and animation needs, go to cartoonistforhire.org. That's cartoonistforhire.org. Quality art at a price you can afford.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere, I would have followed you. Say something! I'm giving up on you! And I am feeling so small! It was all over my head! I know nothing at all! And I will stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to crawl. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere, I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I will swallow my pride. You're the one that I love. And I'm saying goodbye. Say something. I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere, I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. Say something! I'm giving up on you! Say something!
Welcome back. We'll be full of dicks. 309-740-1430. Returning to the program after a lengthy fucking absence, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
Holy
everyone.
Shit.
Hello.
Drunk, you haven't been here in several weeks, so I'm sure you have so much to get off your chest.
I thought he was killed in the rioting,
well,
truthfully.
Last week I thought we were shooting live from Ferguson, so I went there instead.
That was a bad move, dude. Bad move.
I was looking all over for you.
Were you just out going, Mike?
I was looking for any white person I could.
You know what would have been awesome is if you would have got some sweet sound bites for the show.
Yeah, Drunk. Where's your sound bites?
They're pretty muffled.
Oh.
I don't know how great of audio they would be for the show.
Have you been tuning in to the in-depth coverage that all of our local news stations are putting out?
Is there any way that I can't?
You can't avoid it, can you? That's all there is.
I'm watching.
They're loving this. They don't have to do anything. They just kick their feet up on their desk, right, and say, well, our job's done this week.
I'm watching CBS last night. It's 9 o'clock.
Right.
And then they got a commercial for the sports Sunday after the news and all that. I'm like, oh, all right, I actually get to see some sports tonight.
Right.
9:30 comes, show goes off, news goes on, riots in the streets. 3 o'clock in the morning comes by, still no sports. I'm like, motherfucker.
You should just get Netflix and you can just watch a bunch of Mr. Who.
No, yeah.
That's what you need. You need a Netflix account so you just watch Mr. Who all day.
Right. They got like all 13 of them too, don't they?
So I was really excited. I saw that Jesse Jackson was down there today.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh, yeah, they're all here. Martin Luther King III.
Yep.
He's out there.
None of those guys have aged well, by the way.
No, they all look like shit. Al Sharpton lost a lot of weight, but like he just like has long, shitty gray hair, and he looks like dog shit. He's one of those guys that I think looked better fat.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy who shouldn't have lost weight with Don King hair.
You got that.
But yeah, Jesse Jackson was down there, and
Ron Johnson.
He was doing this speech, and I mean, keep in mind, fucking Ferguson is poor as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, that's some poor people. There ain't nobody down there got shit. Well, Jesse Jackson gets up there, gives the whole speech. And at the end of it, he goes, oh, you know, since I came out here and all that, if you guys could donate money to my church, I'd be grateful. And they start booing him. Boo, fuck you. Boo. You know, I mean, donate money to the family. Sure. You say that. I mean, if that's what you're into, go for that. Well, but donate money to my church. Fuck you.
It was hilarious. Did you watch any of the Al Sharpton thing yesterday?
No.
So, at one point, he asked all the preachers to stand up. So, all the preachers stand up, and he came up, and he made every one of those preachers give $100 into a hat. Hilarious.
That's all it is. It's all one big work. Mm-hmm. They show up, they milk it for all it's worth, they wait for the next tragedy, and they just show up at that. Hey, guys, I'm here. How can I help? Well, I mean, you know, you guys gotta give me money for this. I'm not doing this for free.
I don't know if he's getting paid.
I want to know who had the black people election and determined that Al Sharpton was the official representative of black people. If there's any kind of black people issue, Al Sharpton is there to put his nose in it and start talking about it. I mean, like, fuck you, Al. Go do your TV show. Leave us alone.
The TV show probably doesn't pay as good.
As donations?
Yeah.
As cash, too. He probably doesn't have to claim that on his taxes. Yeah, what donations? Right?
Well, supposedly, all of the money that they got for that that little get-together, that was supposed to go to the family. Supposed to.
Allegedly. Right.
Well, he said that it was.
But now this is, like, the trendy cause, so now you see all kinds of celebrities, like, tweeting out stuff about it, and you know, people talk about, you know, the... I saw Will Wheaton the other day say, if this is what the Ferguson cops do when they know we're watching, what do they do when they're when we're not watching?
Fuck like, these people.
Oh, Will Wheaton. What the hell do you know about anything?
I do think it's funny that
right.
All these people with, like, they make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and they're coming down to Ferguson to take selfies. Like,
yeah, the guy who created Twitter is out there taking selfies.
I'm on the front lines, you guys.
Look at me, guys. I'm in the thick of it. You're like, motherfucker, you're at a place that has a McDonald's. It ain't all that bad.
Yeah.
You're probably going and spending the night at a Holiday Inn Express.
Right.
You're probably doing all right. You walk around during the day.
Meanwhile, he's staying in Chesterfield.
Yeah.
Well, at the real Ritz. Shit's happening down by the local McDougal's, I think.
Right.
Right. But no.
No sesame seeds on those buns.
I think that the people that are seeing from their celebrities and they're taking up this trendy cause and stuff, they see the militarized police and they think, oh, that's not right, guys. That shouldn't even be a thing. And you know what? They're probably, to a certain extent, right. There probably shouldn't be militarized police in normal situations. But this isn't a normal situation.
Yeah, normally, little businesses and gas stations don't erupt into flame.
Yeah, normally...
Those Chinese restaurants don't burn down.
Normally, the residents of your city don't all get together and burn the Quick Trip down.
Right.
Now, if this was a wizard doing it, they would have been welcomed. Just think, anytime anything burns or blows up, just think, if a wizard did this, who would I want down here?
Right.
And well, Batman is out of the question.
Because, like, if you go on a Craigslist, they're selling one rim.
Right.
You can get one rim on Craigslist.
That's what you can carry?
Yes. They won't give you four. They'll give you the one that they stole, though.
Can you just buy one rim?
On Craigslist.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, if you go to a tire store, be like, hey, man, I just need one of these.
Usually not. I mean, if it's a basic rim, yeah, but like a nice rim like this,
like special order rims, you have to order person, in a set of four.
Maybe you can right. just use it as some kind of decoration,
like a coffee table or
yeah,
something.
Something like that. Make something crafty. I'm sure the people of Ferguson are big on the Etsy scene.
Right.
They'll check Pinterest and see if there's anything good with one rim.
Absolutely.
No, you say that. I would absolutely have like a tire rim coffee table. That'd be really cool with a nice piece of glass over the top of like a sweet.
What would be neat?
30-inch rim.
Is if it was like one of those spinny ones, and then you could like. You know, put a beverage on it and spin it to the other side of the table, like if you needed to pass the salt or something.
Or put it in your craft room and use it as a Lazy Susan. Yeah, that could work too.
Well, you know what's funny is every place down there that sells hair got just murdered.
Right.
Wait every single
and
one.
And every
of
place
them.
That sells say, tires.
Could you say that again?
Every place that sells hair.
I might be a Wisconsin yokel, but what do you mean by that?
Like
you don't have hair stores?
Like weave, like the Brazilian weave.
There's stores that just sell weaves.
Travis, yeah. There's
exclusively
so many
weave,
stores.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if you go to one of those places that has hair and like you see a lot of them, you shouldn't be there.
Well, unless
yeah,
you need
maybe
hair.
You see one every now and then, you might be okay. But if you see a lot of them,
right, and there's like seven on that stretch, just
and they all got hit. Yeah, that shit's expensive too.
Oh man. Yeah, like one bag's were, like $250.
They were looting the hair like before the looting. Like,
right,
there was a whole news thing about how people just back their car
right.
into the glass and then get out and steal all the hair. Because
Mike, did I ever tell you that time I went to that one convention? It was like a comic convention, and we were walking down the street. In Chicago, and there was a bush sitting there, and
this is when you met Freddy Krueger.
I saw something in the bush that I was like, "What the fuck is that?" It looked like a dead animal.
Yeah,
and I wasn't sure what the fuck it is. And we were walking up, and we got up really close to it, and it was somebody had draped their weave in the bush.
Oh no, that's the aftermath of a woman fight. See, when the women get into fights, they pull the weaves off each other.
Oh yeah, you drive up and down our street, and you'll see plenty of tumbleweave out
right.
there.
Right, and if it's the sew-in weave, there's like pieces of scalp on it. It's hilarious.
Travis, I got an idea.
Jesus Christ,
so, like,
guys.
Do you ever see any blonde ones?
Travis, we go and we kidnap, like, a whole bunch of women, right?
Okay.
Like, a lot of them.
Sounds good so far.
And we just, like take them and we put them, like, in a basement, and we just keep them there.
Okay.
And then
still good.
We steal their, we cut their hair, and then we sell it. And it'll be, like, human hair, so it'll be worth, like, way more, right?
So okay. It'd be like that one, like, scary story you hear about where they
like
take a kidney out of some guy, but it's women getting their hair chopped off.
Yeah, that's
we
great.
We just make a hair farm.
What do we get to do with the women?
We put them in a bathtub and put them in ice, just, you know, like you stole their kidney, but you just cut their hair to scare
what
them.
What if we just, like, run around with pairs of scissors and, like, run up and, like, gank people's hair?
No.
Like in the malls.
No, my mom told me that's how you get stabbed in the jugular.
No, like you mug them.
Yeah.
And like you just be like, cut your hair, bitch!
Give me your hair!
You gotta make...
That hair's mine!
Keep your purse, bitch! Cut the hair!
I don't want that phone or that ring or that...
Just tell him, no, I only want what's in the ponytail. Because you need something to carry it.
Right, put that shit in the ponytail and cut it above it, bitch! Keep that rubber band in so I can carry it.
I like that voice you're doing.
I'm sorry. That's
no, I do. I like it a lot.
It's insensitive.
It's not insensitive. It's hard.
It's pretty great.
It's hard is what it is.
So they're looting and they're doing all this. I watched the other day when they did the curfew, right? They,
uh-huh.
They had, you know, live feeds.
The first night of the curfew or whatever.
Yeah. And the curfew was midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And so a whole bunch of these folks... They stayed out past midnight.
Right.
And so, like, there was cops at the other end of the street, and, like, the press is kind of, like, down by the people that are still there.
Well,
they're like,
yeah.
These people are out past midnight. Oh, man, what are the cops going to do? They're out past midnight.
And they didn't do shit till 1:30 in the morning.
Well, no, so they're out there, and they're just, like, down there, they're yelling, you know, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, and nothing's happening. And they're like... Well, what are the cops doing all the way down there? We're down here.
Oh, they're hourly.
This is bullshit. We expected them to come arrest us at midnight, and they haven't yet.
Right.
Why aren't they doing anything? So they get real rambunctious. They get real antsy. They're all worked up because they thought they were going to get arrested at midnight, and it hasn't happened yet. So they start blocking off the road with their cars and, like, They're throwing starting fires in all the shops around.
Right, Molotov cocktails.
They set a goddamn Chinese food place on fire because that's what you do. You set a Chinese food just because.
And I guarantee you, every single one of those people love that Chinese food place.
Right,
I guarantee you.
Right,
and it was probably there for 30 years.
You think that Chinese food place is going to say, "Oh, well, you know, the community we live in burnt our store. Maybe we should just start over here."
Right. No.
No, you're going to move.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they're getting real antsy because the cops aren't coming and fucking with them. And they thought they were right at midnight.
Right.
So they're bored. They're like, well, shit, we had some hands up go shoots, like, you know, ready for this, you know, 10 minutes or so, you know. And now what are we going to do? And so they're like taunting the cops to come down the street and fuck with them. And so they did. The cops came down the street, start shooting the tear gas, start rounding them up.
Right.
All that. Next night, cops start early. And
well, they did shoot somebody. Somebody got shot. That's why they did it.
Right. But I see all over Twitter, the trendy assholes are going, oh, my God, the cops are shooting tear gas into crowds with children in it. They're like, motherfucker, they've shot tear gas every day this week.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Why
are they bringing their kids?
Would you bring your kid here?
And why are kids out past midnight?
It's 10:30 on a school night. Why the fuck are they there anyway?
Take your kids home, you dumb shit. Don't bring your goddamn kids to where the tear gas is.
You know, speaking of the Chinese food restaurant and it
Dolphin
moving.
Earth.
Wouldn't you...
Good segue, Travis.
Excellent. Wouldn't you think that if you owned a business and the community went and burnt down your store, would that be a sign that they don't want you there anymore?
I think so.
I mean, you can't just say you're kidding around.
So in the chat, we got somebody saying, those stores are going to get a shit ton of insurance. So I was talking to a guy that worked at Quick Trip.
Right.
Insurance does not cover riots.
Oh no.
So
really?
None of those people are getting any money.
Of course it doesn't. It's just like they don't cover flooding unless it's a act of God or right. whatever the hell you did.
And so going back to the hands up, don't shoot. I was at a bachelor party this weekend. And
I'm loving to see how this becomes relevant. He's weaving a tale here. Are you ready?
We played paintball on Saturday morning, and that was the most common phrase.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Hands up, don't shoot. We were fucking cracking each other up the whole fucking day. Hands up, don't shoot.
I don't mean to be racist, but I don't think too many white people play paintball.
White people, you
non-white people.
Say the whole thing again, and I'll edit it.
Okay. Try it again.
You don't edit things.
No, totally. You do the whole line again.
The only time you
Travis,
ever edit,
get ready to laugh because okay, we're going to pretend this is.
So Drunk just said,
"We
the big thing was right. to say
hands no, this up, is gonna don't be, shoot."
Right. Okay, go ahead, Napes.
So Dolphin Earth.
Did I miss something?
Dolphin Earth is this magical movie Mike has in his head.
Oh.
We're gonna use dolphins to take over Manhattan.
I don't love it as much as I love Concrete Jungle. Like so, I will put my own personal money behind Concrete Jungle.
Try to get a job at Fritos, guys.
Yeah.
Try to get a goddamn job at the Fritos.
Yeah.
And I fill out this lengthy application. It probably took me 1 hour and 10 minutes to fill out this thing online. They asked a whole bunch of questions. They ask a lot of questions like the same way 7 times. And
they're trying to fuck you up. That's what they
right,
do with this.
Right, right. Yeah. They're trying to trick me. But they didn't trick me because I was among the few chosen. And they said, oh my God, you passed the test. Come in. We're going to have an informational meeting. So you can learn about Fritos. Show up to this goddamn thing on my birthday. Informational meeting, Fritos. They basically said, this is the extent of the Fritos presentation. There was about 30 people there. They said, hey guys, we're part of Pepsi. We're a big deal.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
a fan.
Cool. So they're like, all right. So now we're going to take you all into separate rooms and ask you a few questions. And he's like, cool. So they come in the room. They say, you know, hey, man, you got a problem working on Thanksgiving? I said, no, not really. You know, because it's like kind of an overnight thing. And, you know, if I'm done at like noon, then I didn't miss anything. They're like, cool. How about you ride along with one of our guys and, you know, see if you like the job? All right. They said, yeah, you know, just follow him around for an 8-hour day.
And which I don't think is legal.
Just see how he does and see if it's something that you'd like. I'm like, okay. So they gave me a day and a time. It was 3:00 in the morning on a Tuesday night. Tuesday morning, so Monday night. So I show up at Fritos HQ, you know, as they call it in the biz.
Yep.
I'm in the parking lot, Fritos. And I'm just sitting out there, 3:00 in the morning, pitch black. It's not like there's anything going on. This empty-ass parking lot, 3:00 in the morning. Just sitting there, 3:15, 3:20, 3:25. Homeboy ain't showing up. So all I had was this email address for this lady. I'm like, hey, bitch, fucking, I was supposed to meet this dude at 3:00, and he ain't here. So I'm getting ready to leave. It's going to be like 3:30, 3:35, whatever. And a car pulls up, and some black gal. Well, the guy I was meeting's name is Bob, so this wasn't Bob. I said, hey, I'm supposed to meet Bob. Do you know Bob? And she goes, no, I'm supposed to meet Rick. Do you know Rick? Are you Rick? I'm like, no, I'm not Rick. She goes, oh.
You do look like a Rick.
Well, I'm supposed to meet him here at 3:30. I'm like, oh, well, Rick's fucking late, too. So we both sit there for about 15 minutes. Rick pulls up. I'm like, hey, Rick, you know Bob? And he goes, oh, yeah, I know Bob. I'll call him. He calls Bob. Bob had no idea he was supposed to meet anybody. So Bob says, hey, man, how about you drive out to the Quick Trip in Cave Springs, which is about, what, 15 minutes away, and you know, you can just meet up with me there and ride around in my truck. So I meet him out at the Quick Trip. I wait around for a while. It's already about 4:15, 4:30 by the time I meet up with this guy. I get in his Frito truck. We drive around all goddamn day in the Frito truck. So I observed a man go into stores in the middle of the night, and he takes a big box of chips, And he takes the bags of chips out and he puts it on a shelf. And then he reaches in the box and he gets out another bag of chips and he puts that bag of chips on the shelf. And that's something I had to observe for 8 hours. I had to watch a guy put bags of chips on a shelf to see if I, too, would like to put bags of chips on shelves.
So did it look like putting bags of chips on a shelf?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it looked like. So I get a second interview. I show up there. They gave me a contact name of somebody. I show up. I contact that person at the door. They have to buzz me in. I contact three times. Nobody is answering. So I'm at Frito's HQ again with my dick in my hand. And ain't nobody acknowledging that they told me to be there.
Are you sure this wasn't a scam?
I think it might have been a scam. I don't know. I don't know why they would want people to come observe their people for free. I mean, I wasn't getting paid for driving around with a guy watching him put chips on the shelf. So a guy comes in from smoking and goes, "Oh, are you supposed to meet somebody here?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, come on in and sit down." So I sit down inside. I wait about 25 minutes after the time. I was supposed to be there 10 o'clock in the morning, about 10:25 or so. And a guy comes out and he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm late. Let's do the interview." They asked me four questions, Napier. Four. I got up at 10 o'clock. I drove out to there. I wore nice interview clothes. He asked me four questions. It was like a name an accomplishment that you're proud of.
Which was?
I'd rather not get into that. It was embarrassing. I'm bad at interviews.
Did you tell him the wheelbarrow full of dicks, internet
yeah,
radio
I'd
program?
Say that I am the host of a successful internet radio program.
Did you use air quotes for successful?
Yes.
Excellent.
Of course. Yeah. You know, I waited and I waited. They said they'd call me the next week, and they didn't. And then they didn't call the next week, and then they didn't call the next week. So like 4 weeks later, I get an email that says that they're going to continue their search.
Mike, can I ask you ask you this question?
Okay.
Why are you interested in working for... Did they ask you that?
I think so.
Did you say the title?
So, what I got from that is that they don't think that I am qualified as a man, as an adult man. I'm 32 years old, Napier. As an adult man, they don't think I'm qualified to go to like a Target and take a box of chips and put the chips on a shelf and then put another one on the shelf until I'm done. They don't think I can handle that.
Well, Mike, sometimes you won't get hired at a position because you're overqualified.
What do I do with that? How do I move on from here when I'm not qualified to put fucking wavy lays on a shelf, Napier?
I think I'm now going to apply to Frito-Lay and hope I get that job.
So can I ask you a quick question? Do you have a CDL?
Commercial business
driver's license?
No.
Get one. Why? I bet you they would have hired you
if you have a CDL, they'll hire you basically anywhere.
Yep.
What do you got to drive around in a truck and...
No, not necessarily. I mean,
You go take a test. They give you your temps for your CDL, and then you go and you drive around in a truck, and then you get a CDL, and then you apply to bread companies or beverage companies or chip companies, and then they hire you because you have a CDL.
I applied.
Or you can even do like limousine chauffeuring or stuff like that too.
I applied to work in a warehouse and They said that I couldn't because I don't have a license to work a forklift.
That's bullshit.
That's fucking nonsense. Because
I drove around in a golf cart for a lot of years. It's pretty much the same thing, right? Only there's a fork on the front.
Any company should be training, even if you do have a license to operate a forklift, they should be training you in-house to also operate a forklift. Because the one that I work for, even if you show up to my door with a forklift license, I still have to train you on a forklift so you are company certified with a forklift license. That's ridiculous.
I didn't even know you could take a forklift out on the highway.
Well, you can't go more than 5 miles an hour out there.
On the highway? Yeah, I go 60 all the time.
Not on a forklift, though. You shouldn't.
Oh, no, I don't have a forklift license.
Oh, okay. So, Dolphin Earth.
Yeah.
So is Dolphin Earth kind of like Sharknado?
No, Dolphin Earth
No, it's not like Sharknado.
Fuck you, drunk.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, just Dolphin by the Earth sound,
is
I mean,
our Planet of the Apes ripoff. Only it's
better.
Evil dolphins.
So it's so.
Did you just
so
say
it's Planet
dolphin?
Of the Apes meets Sharknado.
Drunk, no. Can you think of anyone who's died that bummed you out?
Stacy Keach.
Who?
He's not dead.
Uh-oh.
He's not even dead.
Well, there you go.
There's like how many people do you think have died, Napier?
Like ever?
Yeah.
Like ever.
Upon billions?
Billions upon billions of people have died.
Yeah.
There's millions of people that you probably know that, like, if I said, oh, you know, such and such, you'd say, oh, yeah, I remember him from that. I mean, how many presidents, all the presidents except what, like three are dead?
I think five.
Who's still alive?
Carter.
Bush 1,
Carter,
Bush 2.
Carter, Bush 1, Bush 2, Clinton.
Obama.
And Obama. Who? That's
Nixon
it.
Dead?
No, Nixon's way dead.
Nixon's way dead, Travis. Nixon. So, I mean, that's like 40 presidents. You could have said any of them. You could have said any actor who's a... You could say Philip Seymour Hoffman or...
I don't care
or the... Fucking anybody, goddammit. I couldn't think of anybody off the top of my head.
That chick from Marcy's Playground.
My point is...
Stacey Keach was the first one on my mind.
My point is, of all of the millions of people that have died... You named somebody that's still alive, drunk.
Sorry, he's old. He's knocking.
So you're sad that he aged?
Knock, knock, knocking on death's door.
You know Ron Perlman is still alive. That's
Ron
weird.
Perlman.
Okay, drunk. Who's still alive that it bums you out that they're still alive?
Hey,
let's try that. He's going to name somebody that's dead. I bet you a dollar he named somebody that's dead.
Lou Gehrig.
Walter Matthau.
You know what Lou Gehrig died of?
Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, isn't that fucking weird?
It's kind of crazy.
They renamed it, and they dump... That's how they cure it now, is they dump ice buckets on their head.
Do you think...
Can you believe that all they had to do was dump a bucket of ice water on Lou Gehrig's head, and he'd be fine?
I thought it was to raise awareness that people will do any stupid fucking thing that you ask them to. And also Lou Gehrig's disease.
Real quick, on a real note, do you think you'd be happy before you died if they named a disease after you?
No, I would hate to contract something so deadly and horrible that they didn't have a name for it, so they just chose mine.
Oh, that guy's got the Napier.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know where he is, what he's doing, and he's shitting himself profusely.
And there are thousands of tiny anal warts.
And so every time he shits himself, which is at least 30 times a day, it hurts like the Dickens.
It looks like fish scales.
And they're constantly popping.
And oozing different sorts of colorful liquids, none of which are brown.
Which really fuck up your septic tank.
Mm-hmm. If it hits water, it just turns into gelatin. So it looks like little worms.
So Dolphin Earth. No, for real this time.
Travis.
Going back to Dolphin Earth, I'm really curious. Like, we were talking about villains, like dolphin villains. And I was thinking about who my most hated villains were in movies. And there was one that sticks out. And there was one that came up recently. And I cannot remember what the fuck it was. But my most hated movie villain is The Patriot. You remember The Patriot with Mel Gibson?
He was like Gaston.
Yeah, and he killed his like little kid.
Yeah.
That fucking guy was my most horrendous movie villain that I wanted to die super bad for 2 hours.
What movie is this?
The Patriot.
Jason, Patriot.
The Patriot.
I've never seen it.
Heath Ledger is in it.
No, haven't seen it.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
The Mel Gibson.
And Revolutionary War.
Is that
War.
The one where he takes off his face?
Two
and
Australians
with,
played
Nick Cage.
Played Americans fighting in the Revolutionary War.
Hmm.
But Jason Isaacs is a fucking cocksucker.
So that's the one with Morgan Freeman and Matthew Broderick?
No, Matthew Broderick was not in it, drunk.
Or Morgan Freeman?
You're thinking of Glory?
Glory?
With Jeff Daniels?
What was that one where Jean-Claude Van Damme played a goalie?
I have seen The Patriot now that you say that.
What?
Was the one where Jean-Claude Van Damme had to go to the Penguins Arena and play a goalie for like 10
Sudden
seconds?
Death.
Yeah.
Sudden death.
I could see how you would make the parallels between the two. when I think of the Patriot, my mind also goes to sudden death.
You want to watch this hockey game? I have to go be security for this hockey arena.
The
I'll
best
be right
part of
back,
sudden death by far was when somehow it became important that he beat up the goalie and
who was
put
all
on
alone.
All the goalie gear, which he did in, like, I mean, considering he's never played goal before, he got all that shit on real fast. I mean, he got all that shit on real fast for a guy who's been playing for years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, he had never tried it before. Got all that gear on, like, in the time it took somebody to walk down a short hallway.
You don't know his backstory. Maybe he was a professional goalie.
And
like,
then the coach of the team, who spent countless hours on a bus traveling with Tom Barrasso, the Penguins goalie at the time, says, "Oh, Tom, I can see your face through the mask, and you do look a little bit different, but I'm going to put you back in the game, so get ready." And so Jean-Claude Van Damme,
who is the same height as Tom Barrasso, apparently.
Right.
And he can't skate.
Yeah, he's never skated before in his life. He's, what is he Belgian?
He's Belgium.
Goes out on the ice, because that's relevant to the terrorist plot, is that he gets in the game somehow.
Because why else would you have a movie about being at the Penguins arena if the Penguins aren't in it?
Right. And then I think he had to get back off the ice, because I think when the game was over was when the bomb exploded. So he couldn't finish the game, but he did make that one save, which had to, of course, incorporate his one-a-movie token split scene.
I like the one where he was bare-assed and made the splits. That was hot.
That was Time Cop, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the kitchen counter.
Read the book.
God, how many times did you jack off to that?
I don't know. If it was me, my donger would have flopped and hit the side of that kitchen table. He was bare-assed, and he was, like, doing the splits. I mean, don't you get, like, a little pendulum thing going on? Or it goes...
I was sitting at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ty Curry, baby.
We got in a real in-depth conversation about sudden death. And I remember I got so excited talking about sudden death that I got out my smartphone and I purchased it on Amazon for like $1.13.
Excellent.
With shipping, it was $3. And it came in the mail, and I never watched it. I think I've had it for like years because I was really excited in that moment. And it turned out to just be a silly purchase. But I think this is the week. This is the week that I'm going to take it out of its plastic, and I'm going to experience sudden death.
I mean, $3 is $3. Like, you can't call something that costs you $3 a wasted purchase. You piss away $3 all the time, I'm sure.
You're so cavalier with your money. You just throw $3 at anything.
Yeah.
You know how that one guy wanted all those copies of Speed?
Yeah.
Why don't you, like, try to get all the copies of Sudden Death on VHS to blow them up?
Was Sudden Death in the VHS age?
I feel like it had been.
Yeah.
Does anybody in the chat have Sudden Death? And can you send it to me so that I can start my collection of two?
So
hey, it begins with a single footstep.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Guys, the only thing left to do is to give everyone an update on the Hollywood Fantasy League. Because Drunk's here and it's exciting, right?
Absolutely.
So the Hollywood Fantasy League, for the new people, and there are several new people in chat today.
There is.
We do appreciate that. You don't see newbies too often.
Yeah, and we got like five of them.
Yeah, but I think they also have like a podcast, which further reinforces your idea that only
people... the only people that listen to podcasts are people with podcasts?
Yes.
I know at least one person that doesn't have a podcast who listens to podcasts, but he's about to start one.
The only people who don't have podcasts are people who are about to start a podcast. They're working on their podcast.
I don't think Starry has a podcast, does she?
Well, I mean, yeah.
She's been working
but she's
on one
number
for
one
years.
She's been working on one. She's just doing research.
So what finished this week, Mike? TMNT?
My first round pick, and I did pick last. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was not my first choice. But I did pick last in the first round, so I was stuck with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Actually, all you silly pricks, let Dan take Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, I didn't. I would have fucking took that immediately if that cocksucker wouldn't have taken it.
Well, he was the second to last pick, wasn't he? You got Transformers. You were the first overall pick.
Oh, yeah,
you took
that's
Transformers.
Right.
Dildo.
I fucked up.
Fucking idiot. That was your lowest scoring movie. Okay, yeah, so the way the Hollywood Fantasy League works, it's similar to fantasy sports. There's a snake draft where you select a movie coming out within a period of time. I think it was May, June, July, and August.
Yep.
And there's only two movies left, and they're both Napiers.
What so are they?
As it stands right now, Dan is winning. Dan currently has 222 points, really on the back of Guardians of the Galaxy, because his other two movies, well, I mean...
How good did this movie do?
73 points for... God, what was it? I think he had the Train in Your Dragons movie. And then he had The Million Ways to Die in the West, which sucks.
Guardians fucking killed it.
Yeah. Did it really?
Awesome Metacritic and awesome money.
Guardians beat Drunk by itself.
Jesus. So I'm guessing Planes 2 did not do too
Planes
well.
2, shit the bed, you're how... The, think like a man.
They did not come to see Think that, like a
yeah,
man.
They did not help you, Drunk.
Yeah.
So Dan is currently in first place with 222 points. Jay is in second place with 202 points.
What?
With two movies. Yeah, his third movie did not even open. And he
Jay
still...
Jay beat me?
Planet of the Apes did good, man. Planet of the Apes was his second pick. He had Godzilla, which did okay. Actually, Planet of the Apes did way better than Godzilla.
Fuck.
So, Travis, you are in third place right now with 190 points.
I am in fourth
place. My Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles... had $118 million, but a 34% Metacritic.
That Metacritic is fucking horrible. So it wasn't that bad.
40 points. Yeah, they just wanted to shit on it. I'm sure
they did want to shit on it. It was Michael Bay. It's the same reason Transformers 4 got fucking dumped on.
So as it stands right now, Napier has one movie that is finished. What the fuck is that?
Is somebody rewinding a VHS tape?
Did Travis just use the toilet?
What was that sound, Travis?
It was a transformer. It was starting up. It was very
Napier
angry.
Is currently in fourth place with one movie. He still has Expendables 2 or 3, which did not do good.
No, that did not do good.
$16 million finished in fourth place its opening weekend. That's not good.
No.
It has a 35% Metacritic. If Expendables ended now, you'd have 3 points.
That PG-13 rating backfired on them very badly.
Guys, I saw Expendables 3.
Thank you.
He saw it for free, though.
Oh, he downloaded it.
No, I saw it. Wink. And it was not a good film.
I heard it was the best of the three.
No, of the three, I would say the second one was probably the best. The first one was the second best, and this is by far the third best. Now, the fucked up thing about the movie is the movie trailer pretty much spoils the entire movie. If you watch the movie trailer, you're seeing what happens like an hour and 15 minutes into the movie. Like, it sets up the final act. It's like, that's the whole movie. Fuck you. Why would you do that?
Is there really any plot in an Expendables movie,
Kind of.
I mean, seriously, like, the first two, it's the same goddamn thing. It's a bunch of old-ass dudes who used to be mercenaries have to get together for one final job, and they have to take out this guy with machine guns.
Right.
And I think the third one, too?
Yeah, that's you pretty much nailed it. That's
Can Tony it. Stewart be in the next one with his car?
What's the officer's name?
I'm not sure what the officer's name is. Scott something.
Do you want to do the Tony? We hadn't talked about the Tony Stewart story. Do you want to do the Tony Stewart story?
Yeah, he ran some dude over, and he's fucking dead.
That's another guy who died. Yeah. It goes with the theme. The guy who got out of his car and tried to play chicken with Tony Stewart, who was still in his
car.
Bad
move, yeah. By the way.
He died.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He's the dummy.
He died.
Tony Stewart got docked like 10 points or something.
Oh, boy.
I heard he got squished like a tick. Like,
you jumped out in front of a car that went 200 miles an hour.
Well, it was on a dirt track, so it wasn't going that fast, but still. Like 85, 90.
Oh, only 85, 90. Well, he dodged a couple of cars before Tony Stewart got him, too. Well, like, there's a couple people that came around that corner and was like, oh, shit, and he just barely missed them.
I can't believe that helmet didn't help him.
No, or that little track suit.
Well, he started to unstrap it, and usually when you see that, that means they're going to throw the helmet at the car, which is also a retarded move, because what is that going to do?
The video reminded me a lot of Talladega Nights, where Will Ferrell is running around in his help underwear.
Help me, Tom Cruise!
Tom Cruise! Help me, Buddha! Help me, Oprah Winfrey!
Except he was mad.
Except dude was pissed and got smoked with his tracksuit still on.
Well, and the funniest thing of the whole situation was, as soon as that news came out, everybody on Twitter says, oh my god, I saw the video, and Tony Stewart hit that guy on purpose. like he's just been riding around in a car waiting for somebody to get out so he can hit him. Like, I've been waiting for this for years. I've been racing cars just waiting for the day that some dumbass gets out so that I can murder him. And have a valid excuse to murder.
Right. I gotta say, those tracks are very dimly lit.
Like, everybody's seen way too many goddamn movies.
Right.
And thinking they're goddamn CSI. Watching a grainy YouTube video and saying, I saw it. He revved up the engine and swerved into the guy on purpose.
I don't care if you're going 200 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour around in a circle. All you're trying to do is not hit another car. You're not expecting a dude to be running around on the track.
A dude who's running towards you, pointing at you. Because he's mad. He was trying to get to that car, and it just got to him a lot quicker than he expected it to.
Well, I mean, what did he expect to do? Like, take Tony's car? And like,
He was writing down his license.
Yeah, he was going to Grand Theft Auto. I mean, he was going to run up and open the door and throw him out and take it. His car was fucked up, so he figured he'd take the other one and finish the race.
I'm reporting you to the authorities. Let me write down your information.
What a stupid asshole.
Dude didn't even leave a note, I heard. Hit that car, just took off.
As far as I'm concerned, that's natural selection.
I was the,
So Dolphin Earth, guys. Yeah.
So anyway, did I even crack 100 points in this thing? Or?
Yeah, you had 113 points. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man shit the bed, the Planes movie shit the bed, and the Think Like a Man 2, you know, because it was spelled funny.
Right.
You know what's funny about that TMNT movie is that made a lot more money than they expected it would.
Kind of like the first one did.
Well, it was kind of a hit, like, from what they spent on it, and they were looking at, oh, this movie's tracking to do this much. But it made plenty of money.
You said
money.
You went and saw it.
Yeah, I did. I did go and see it.
I think I want to see it.
You do.
I do?
See it in the theater.
I heard it was hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
Let's have a mandate.
Truthfully, it's
drunk,
not
let's
great.
Go see the Ninja Turtle movie together.
Okay.
We'll share a popcorn.
You'll have mixed feelings.
I'm going to cut a hole in the bottom of that popcorn.
I just can't watch it after we did that Ninja Turtles all gang up and fuck Donatello story.
You'll see pieces of that in the movie.
Well, the entire time we were, like, doing that little sing-along, the only images that kept going through my mind were the new Ninja Turtle trailers I'd been seeing, so now I've completely scarred myself from being able to see the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Do you guys want to do a couple of Dr. Napier questions I got in the chat?
Okay.
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
From Benny of Pod Cheese fame. Dr. Napier, what is your favorite Korgoff episode?
My favorite coughing episode was when Jesse and James went down to the electric plant to try to catch them some Pikachus, and instead they winded up getting some Trubbishes.
Also from Benny, Dr. Napier, do you think all the news coverage of Ferguson highlights the racially motivated police brutality against black people in America, or is it a media ploy to distract us from the real issues in this country?
I believe it's a way to distract us from the real issues in this country, such as the new Survivor coming on, the new American Idol. We have X Factor coming on. We have all of these new
shows. No, X Factor was canceled.
Oh.
I Hate to Rock Your World. That's another thing that died that we're all sad about.
Oh, man.
Fucking thank God.
Okay, last Comic Standing.
Oh, that's over.
It just finished.
They don't do them no more?
No, it just
ended. They just did it again.
Well, see, I didn't even get to hear about the results of that show because all of this shenanigans distracting us from...
I watched Last Comic Standing this year. You want to know who won?
Who won?
Spoiler alert, guys, if you still have it on your DVR, Rodman.
No! He stuttered way too much, dude.
Rodman won. You know, the thing about Rodman...
Lachlan Peterson should have won.
And this isn't a thing that anybody will know anything about.
That's his name? Rodman?
Nobody watched
R-O-D-M-A-N-N.
The thing about Rodman is... Rodman was more about, like, the tone and, like, the way he said things more than his... He didn't actually have any jokes. He just kind of went up there and told a mundane story.
Right.
But he told it in kind of a funny way because... He just kind of talks
He stutters and stammers all over the place.
Right. So anyway, yeah, Dolphin Earth.
No, let me bring it back to Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
So I was listening, I heard somewhere else from some filmmakers, there's like a show that they do, talking about people who would attach themselves to the movies that they've made. That always kind of stuck with me, that people would like credit themselves on IMDb with like uncredited roles. And I never, like, really bought into that. So just recently I was looking at – today, actually, I was looking on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles IMDb page to see who played – I knew who played Michelangelo. I wanted to see who played the other three because the guy that played Raphael did a fucking hell of a Mark Wahlberg impression. But so I wanted to see who everybody was. And by the way, Raphael was – I don't know if you ever saw Blue Mountain State. It was a Spike TV original series. Is like a blonde jock guy. So if you saw that, that's Raphael. But there is at the very least, there is 40 uncredited roles that people have obviously added to for themselves. And it was either Foot Clan.
Which wore masks.
All of them wore masks.
Yeah.
And there was at least 20 of those. And then there was New York City tourists, which you never saw.
So they were an extra.
They were an extra. Essentially, yeah, a bunch of extras.
So, like, if you happened to be walking around in New York City on the day they were filming, and you maybe got a shot on accident, you could put yourself in as an uncredited.
Yeah, they said, hey, sign this release form because we may have caught you in the background accidentally, and you may possibly show up in the finished film, but probably not.
So they do any kind of verification of this, or can
not at all?
No.
If you have an IMDb account, you can say that you were in Ninja Turtles if you want to.
And they don't weed it out or anything? It's not like, you know, if you put, you know, Mr. Rogers liked to suck on dicks on Wikipedia, eventually they edit it out because they realize that isn't a legit thing.
Well, that they would probably take out. But if you said Mike Moore was in The Exorcist in 1970 some odd years as the uncredited guy outside the window that you never saw, they probably wouldn't take that out.
So you could make yourself quite a impressive filmography.
You could build up a nice thing for, which I can kind of see if you're a struggling actor that you would want to say, hey, I'm in the Ninja Turtles movie. But at the same time, there is no showcase of your acting abilities in the Ninja Turtle movies. Because if you're a foot soldier,
so
you're in a mask
saying
and
is
you blow
you
up.
You just kind of got to hope nobody calls you on your bullshit.
Yeah, which I
say, oh, really? You were in Ninja Turtles? I saw that. Who are you? Or, you know, hey, bring in the tape. Let's see it.
Right.
Let's see your part in Ninja Turtles.
I was in the Foot Clan and I was a stormtrooper.
I was the backwards guy that got blown into a wall in the scene where you never saw my face.
I've been in only movies where my face is covered and I'm way thinner.
And every time I did show my face, they had to cut it. It was just too long. They just couldn't.
You made the other actors, like the named actors, look like shit.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you cut that motherfucker out. He's beautiful.
It was too gorgeous of a role.
Ha Ha Tonka interview next week.
Woo.
Probably should have done it this week.
Ha Ha Tonka interview?
Yeah, it's a band. Enjoy their music.
Oh,
get familiar with them.
That's a state park in mid-Missouri.
Right. That's what they're named after, Drump.
Yeah.
They're from mid-Missouri.
Yes. Oh, do we find out about that in next week's interview?
Spoiler alert, guys.
They're from mid-Missouri. That's the spoiler.
Well, I'm seeing hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend.
Now do you see? So few against so many. This is a triumph for our mighty
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.